You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now I'm joined by two people who are much closer than London. They're coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. We've got Ben and Cody from Frank on Tap. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Great. Yourself?
Nice. I'm very chill. It's just been a lovely morning here on the One. We did the top 11 countdown, which is always lovely. And it's good having some chats, especially with some Kiwis.
Yeah, for sure.
Good to be here.
Thank you very much. I like that you're both coming to us from different places. One of you, Ben, blonde Ben, you're in a car. And then Cody, you are out somewhere below a tree right now.
Yeah, I'm parked up under a tree.
Beautiful. That's a lovely tree.
Beautiful scenes out here.
Are you guys wearing a lot of sunscreen at the moment?
Nah, unfortunately not. So I might get completely owned.
Is that intentional up. Or...
Cody's terrible with the sunscreen, eh? Yeah.
Nah, dude, yeah. I'm great with the sunscreen. I just, I apply whatever I need at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got Frank on tap. Have we got Frank in a can or in a bottle, perhaps?
Unfortunately, we don't. We actually played a show San Fran a while ago, and the owners did the house beer and named it Frank, which is quite funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we had Frank on tap that night.
Yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer.
More
to
of
just
a temporary
have a beer
setup.
Line.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely, if things go well with the band, that's definitely going to be in the works for sure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm sure there's some aspiring brewers who are more than happy to, make a custom edition Frank on Tap beverage.
Sure.
Beveragino. Do you guys remember the Frank lemonade from like 2011 to 2015? They had a really, really awesome blood orange lemonade. Do you remember that?
Dude, I do not, actually.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I'm so
was
sorry.
Was it Kiwi? Was
that
it
could kiwi be some drink? Inspiration.
Yeah, it was a kiwi lemonade, and it was delicious. It was not artisanal, but between like a Schweppes and like an artisanal kind of lemonade in terms of quality.
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway, there were
like
names reminded me of that.
Colas, those ones.
We'll keep that in mind, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever find it, it's good stuff. It's real good stuff.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
Your track, Frayed, was on our ultimate 2024 top 11 countdown.
Yes.
Taking up
yeah,
number one spot.
That was pretty
we
insane.
We were stoked about that.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible stuff, eh? You won the hearts of the students of Otago.
Yeah, we were actually really surprised because we've got no idea who was pushing it. good to know that we've got some actual fans of that song, not just the homies.
Totally. Do you think that could merit more shows down in Aussie Porties and Eden?
I think so. We've had some fun down in Dunedin with a few tours that we've played. It's always been great there and good turnout. So we know we've definitely got some fans there.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of fans. And we'll get more into talking about fans and locations later on down the track. But firstly, I want to talk about the track Rush, which just came out today. A spokesperson for the band said that Rush is about coming to terms with a future apart after the end of a relationship and explores the tension between letting go and holding on, capturing both the joy and challenges of moving forward. Not to be an arsehole, but is summer the right time to release a track like this?
I think it's kind of like, you know, Hey Ya by Outkast? It's just like a really, really sad story behind a really, really upbeat beat. Groove.
Is
you know?
Hey Ya sad? I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you look at the lyrics, it's horrible.
Oh, okay. That's going to be my mission after the show.
I actually didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Andre 3000, the goat.
Totally.
The goat.
Totally.
Yeah.
Also,
it's a high energy song though. We've been touring it over summer and we're really happy that we could get that in time for the last stint
the last leg.
Of good weather. So yeah, we hope everyone enjoys it. Last leg, second wind even.
Third leg even maybe. There's a lot of mourning, opportunity, peacemaking, and maybe even a touch of bitterness on the track. If you'd like to comment on, I'd like to know, what was 2024 romantically for both of you, and what do you think 2025 could bring?
I think 2024 was a very good year for all the all the guys at Frank on tap. I think we all got partnered up.
Yeah,
we got booed up.
Yeah, everyone got booed up. So all four
finally,
boys
yeah.
are in very all loving relationships.
Yeah.
I finally got a girlfriend. Oh my god.
Yeah,
can't
a year of
tell
front.
My mom.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Oh, oh dude, mum is very proud.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. So 2025 will just be maintaining that steady course.
Yeah, 2025, trying not to get dumped.
I'm sure that won't happen. You're both some lovely boys, from my brief interaction.
Appreciate it.
One of the lines in the song, which I quite liked, is I thought I saw you cry in colour. Now, if you could both cry in any colour, what would that colour be?
Oh, I think violet would be a pretty fun one.
Mm.
Kind of different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Violet. Maybe a deep blue. Yeah.
Mm. Not sure. Red?
Nah, it's a bit too vampire-y.
That'd be a bit scary.
Yeah, it would. I feel like green would look bad. Brown would look like you've got a medical problem.
Brick tears.
Blue and violet is pretty nice. Violet kind of reminds me of like pink. Prince for some reason.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Nice, I like those options.
Purple rain.
Alrighty, well that's all the questions I have about the track itself. But I do want to know, do you have more release plans for 2025? Is there a project coming in the near future? And could there be another visit to Otsipotsi coming soon?
I think for the future we've been working on a lot of music. And I think just to keep it a little bit under wraps, there's definitely big things for us coming in the first to second quarter of the year, so
cool.
Everyone should keep their ears peeled and eyes locked in.
Mean.
And there's talk about coming down south maybe a couple times. Our lead guitarist Zar, he's from Christchurch and he's making some moves later this year, so we're hoping to line things up and hopefully all get down there at the same time and hit all the major stops, hopefully, later this year. So there's talk.
Mean. We're talking tour here on the world.
Yeah,
that's great.
We've got some plans coming back.
Cool. It's good to see more bands come to the South Island. I feel like sometimes the South Island gets a little bit ignored just because of, I guess, the difficulty of transport.
I mean, we love it down there. We've always had really, really good... really good show. Some of my favourite shows have been down in Christchurch and Dunedin, so...
Mean.
Yeah, it's always really excited to get back down there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that your sound definitely very complimentary to our kind of sound as well down here. So I think there's a lot of crossover.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we talked about before about listeners, and I looked on Spotify, and you'll have a fair few listeners in Australia. Would a tour there be on the cards for 2025?
That would be sick. We've been in comms with a few bands over there about potentially doing some shows towards the end of the year, but that's still kind of up in the air. We've got a few kind of plans that we... are deciding on, trying to figure out what we want to do around this time next year and make some really big decisions. And yeah, I don't know. Kind of just all really.
Okay, so big things in the
definitely
works.
On cards.
Big things in the works for Frank on Tap this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear more tunes. Thank you very much for coming on the program. I wish you all a merry,
thank you so much for
merry
having
Wednesday.
Us.
Oh, of course, no stress. Do you guys have any plans on for the rest of the day?
I'm just going to finish work.
Uh-huh.
Laying a bit of carpet at a dementia ward, so giving back to the community a little.
Nice.
So here at Frank on Tap, we like to do that.
we'll be working towards our gig this Friday night at Whammy Bar, so we've got a big set planned and... we'll be working towards that tonight and tomorrow night.
We've got
full-time,
Weird Jive,
double shifts.
Another really awesome band who's going to be supporting us there. So it should be a really, really fun night.
Awesome.
Busy Friday, $15 tickets. Get in.
Hell yeah. You heard it first here. If there are any Auckland listeners listening in, on the Dunedin radio station. Go to Whammy Bar this Friday to go see Frank on Tap. Thank you very much for coming on the program. Have an excellent week, and I'm sure I'll chat to you soon.
Yeah, dude, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Ka kite. All right, folks, that was Ben and Cody from the band Frank on Tap. We're talking about their new track, Rush, which I'm going to play for you ASAP, Rocky. You're listening to The One. We'll have Kai time to round off the show after this. Take care.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.